Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's good to be with you on Tuesday for another slice of fresh bread. Today we are going back to the paragraph that I read yesterday because we could only cover the first couple of verses. So I'm going to pick up there again, and if you'll follow along with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4, here's what it says. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. So yesterday we made the point that when we preach the word of God, we are in the presence of the Lord. We feel the eyelash of God brushing upon us while we're in the pulpit preaching. Secondly, we hear the footsteps of Jesus. He is coming again. And thirdly, we hear the gavel of the judgment seat. And that judgment seat is going to be a reality for all who listen to us. And we alone have the message, which alone will deliver men from the judgment to come. And that is the gospel message. So we must preach the word. Remember that word? Preach what word? The word. What is the word? All scriptures inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work. So I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and the soon appearing of Christ Jesus and in light of the judgment seat, preach that word. And then he says this, be ready in season and out of season. In other words, you're always to be prepared. A minister must always be preparing for his preaching ministry. Now, there are very concentrated times. I'll tell you right now, a Sunday morning sermon takes me somewhere between 24 and 30 hours to prepare it. But that doesn't even count the hours that I'm always trying to jot things down, listen to things, have God work in my heart so I'm ready to work on it. While there's a focused 24 to 30 hours, there's always picking it up. And that's what you want to praise, that your pastor is instant in season and out of season, always being ready, always being prepared. By the way, that means that you can encourage him. You know, it's wonderful. I see people go to the back and they encourage a pastor and shake his hand. And that's a wonderful thing to do and just say a thoughtful word. But the real time you need to encourage your pastor is when he leaves his study. In fact, that's one of the things I think we desperately need, is to reclaim that place where a pastor spends his time and no longer see it as the office of the CEO of the church, but see it as the study for the pastor preacher of the church. And when he comes out of that study, having been in the Word on his knees, there encourage him because he's attempting to be ready in season and out of season. And when you're preaching, what does he say to do? Here's what he says next. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. In other words, your preaching ministry, it reproves, it corrects, it encourages, it exhorts. It does all of those things. Well, you need to stay with it with persistence. Be patient. Be confident that God uses the preaching of his word. Stay with it. Your preaching and your teaching, your reproof and your correction, all of that part of preaching that God's called you to, stay with it with patience. Why does he tell him that? Because he says, listen, there's a time coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they'll accumulate for themselves teachers to their own passion, and they'll turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. You know, they'll want the celebrity storyteller. They'll want the pick-me-up inspirational talk. No, but that's not what we've been called to do. We certainly want to be inspirational. We certainly want to give narratives and illustrations and keep people at their attention. But we're preaching the word. You're a preacher of the word, and people need 16 ounces to the pound gospel. And even though they have itching ears to turn away to other places, don't give up. Don't succumb. Don't go become something just to get the crowd. Now, be the best you can and try to draw people to the preaching of the word. But don't ever quit preaching the word. And you pray for your pastor that he stays the course. And you find out preachers that preach the word. You can always, during the week, get a pick-me-up talk, a coach-me-up talk, a therapy talk, a couple of after-dinner talks. But you want someone who preaches the word so that you can grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ Jesus. And Jesus reveals himself in his word. That's where you want to be. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.